everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Europe Sait, with the Global Tell Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. I am so happy today because joining us is Shamise Daniel, who we were just talking, and I realized has been on the show for almost 3 years now, probably a little over that. But it is so much fun every time Shamise is on the show. It is a lot of fun, and of course, we get a lot of help from Shamise. I was reminded as I was going through the amazing success stories that Shamise has, my testimonial, which is on her offer page if you want to go check it out, which is orderjoynow.com/Shamise, Chameice, and the number 19, or orderjoynow.com/replay19. Or just press the special offer button. On that page, you'll read all these amazing success stories, and mine is one of them. And I was reminded how extremely accurate Shamise was, just by looking at my picture and my then partner's picture. What she was able to describe was just uncanny how accurate she was and how things panned out. Now that I'm looking back, after 3 years, I am reminded what she told me was so true. It's amazing. So you find very few people that come across your journey that actually, when it comes to intuitive abilities, I have found that there are very few that are this accurate and authentic. So that's one of the reasons why I get super excited when Shamise is on the show, because whatever kind of reading she does, she's very much rooted in integrity. If you've been a follower of Shamise's, you know that. She brings a lot of higher wisdom. She really walks her talk. And the best thing about Shamise, in my opinion, is that she also knows how to have fun. She's going to talk about the importance of fun in our lives, especially for those of us that are really committed to the spiritual path. We tend to get really serious and heavy about growth and spirituality. And Shamise reminds us that if you're not having fun, you're actually not on the right path. So please take the time now, if you have some, to read those amazing success stories, because our topic today is super, super exciting. This is about Abundance 7.0. This is actualizing, or how to actualize, your 7D Abundance Blueprint. You guys, I don't think I need to tell you that things on the planet, the energies are moving so quickly. I was just telling Shamise that I personally have been feeling like I was caught in these big waves, like ocean waves, but in my case, like energy waves. And I got caught in them, and I was basically just being thrashed around. I have, like, no clue what's happening, why it's happening. I feel better now after my vacation, but energies have been moving so fast and so much is changing and shifting, and almost like I've been told by healers and practitioners that when you look back at the end of 2019, when you look back at the beginning of the year, you're literally not even going to recognize yourself. That is what is happening. And for me, I can tell you, even just in April, I feel that. So today we're going to be talking about all of that stuff. You're going to be able to learn how to join the thousands that have accelerated their lives with 7D abundance. Here is the key, you guys. The energies are there to support us. That's why we're feeling these powerful shifts. However, you do need to know how to utilize them properly. And people that have been able to accelerate their 7D abundance, and you're going to learn how you can do it too. How would your life change with 7D abundance? What does that look like? If you are still stuck living in survival mode, don't worry. That's okay. You're going to find out why that is. Do you feel like there's an invisible barrier between you and your dreams? Do you feel like you take two steps forward and something always happens that takes it three steps back? You're going to know the reasons why today, because here is not only am I going to be asking a lot of questions and learning from Shamise, but she has offered to do these mini readings for a handful of people. So make sure you're on the phone line and then raise your hand by pressing *2, because Shamise, with all that accuracy that I was mentioning earlier, is going to be able to tune in to your energy field. Look at what's going on that is holding you back from this amazing, magnificent 7D abundant lifestyle. You are really in for a treat. If you get picked, boy, oh, boy, you're going to get some very, very important answers, probably the kind that you've been looking for a long time. So that's going to happen on the call today. Make sure you are on the phone and then press star 2, okay? Shamis, my dear, I am super excited, as you can probably tell from the energy in my voice. I'm so happy to have you with us today.
I'm delighted to be back.
It's always a delight to have you back, my dear. So let's just jump right in, Shamis. I mean, we were talking about how quickly the planet is shifting. This is not even funny anymore. This is crazy. So yet there are still people that are being held back. So what really holds people back from thriving?
Okay. Probably the biggest dynamic we're facing this year is our real deep push into authenticity, to living on purpose, which is vitally important to thriving and accessing our largest abundance streams and our largest timelines. What's happening is we're creating almost a frequency gap with humanity, because so many people are still anchored in survival, which is very much a 3D, a lower 4D aspect. And then so many other people are moving very rapidly with these downloads, with this Schumann resonance spikes into 6D and higher. So as humanity is shifting and we're all on different frequency levels, so many people are trying to hold that resonant frequency of 6D or higher, but their entire inner circle, their family, their friends, their communities are still deeply steeped in 4D. So as they're trying to expand and they're trying to move into their purpose and their abundance, they're feeling all of the fear. They're feeling all of the survival consciousness of everyone around them. And then on top of it, most people are telling them, trying to reprogram them back into 4D because they're triggering them. Be realistic. You know, stuff away those childish dreams. You know, take life seriously. Be responsible. All of these dynamics that try to pull them back and shrink them down and make them fit back into a box again. So that's the importance of us going through all of these processes today and learning about Abundance 7.0, is how we consistently anchor into this 7D abundance field, so we can continue to grow it. We can continue to expand and grow into our purpose and enjoy it, not try to sabotage it to fit into everybody else's box.
Yes, absolutely. I get it. So, Shamis, what we were talking about, this topic is so exciting, the 7D abundance. Tell us a little bit about that. What exactly is that? How does that work? What have your clients experienced by using this new body of
work? 7D abundance is when you are in 7D, you see yourself clearly as what we call true sight. You see exactly who you are. You see exactly what your purpose is here on earth. You know you are worthy of having everything you desire. You know you can access anything you need almost instantaneously to create what you want in your life. And so everything is almost effortless, in the sense of you get everything you need to take each step. You have the energy to take the action steps required each day to grow into the reality you desire to create. And the only reason we don't have access to that within the 3D, 4D consciousness is all of those layers. It creates a heavy, dense fog around us that veils the truth from us. All of the things we've been told that we should be, that we should want, what other people expect of us. And that pulls us back, that we can't fit into every single person's box within our life. So it basically creates an energetic fracturing. We're only sending little tiny bits of tidbits of energy out into different streams for each person's expectations, instead of sending full force, 100% energy into our own. And so with 7D abundance, that's what we do. We are sending a pure 100% stream of creation possibility into exactly what we want. We have that focus. We have that drive. We don't get pulled off track when someone tells us to think small or be small. We say that's absurd and we keep going, because we have a dream and we are going to create it. We have that determination. And when you maintain that energy and that focus, you literally, your creation possibilities and potential are limitless. People have created the homes that they desire, pulling in pay raises, pulling in publishing contracts, pulling in their dream jobs, because they now know that they have the confidence and they feel worthy to play the role in their life that they dream to play. So they go after it. They don't hold themselves back thinking they're not ready yet. They're ready to publish their books, to speak on stage, to be the healer or light worker that they've dreamt of, and put their stuff out there by creating their website. I mean, there are so many possibilities that clients have achieved doing this because they're not afraid of their power.
I love that. And I so resonate with what you were saying earlier, Shamise, that's exactly what was happening with me, because I've always prided myself, at least for the last 10 years, on my ability to be able to manifest. Once I'm clear, I'm able to manifest. And yet it was just so hard lately. And it was like pulling teeth. And I was just getting frustrated. And it's like, oh, no. And like you said, finding that I don't have the energy even. And I realized exactly what you were saying. It was the other people's expectations. And mind you, even people that were well-meaning, but what they were telling me I should be pursuing in my business, in my relationships, and all of those things, I realized once I let go of that, it really has helped me a lot. So I'm super excited, and I can't wait to learn more, because while listening to you, I realized, yeah, that's exactly what I was doing too. Really just putting my energy into all those little areas of those expectations. So, guys, I just want to give you a heads up that we will be opening up the phone lines in a little bit so you can get a reading from Shamise to see if you're doing that in your life and if that's, you know, what's holding you back. Now, the results that I see from your clients, Shamise, are incredible. I mean, people are getting money in the bank. Checks are showing up. People are getting publishing contracts. People are really finding and discovering their purpose and really moving powerfully forward on that. Relationships are getting better. I mean, there's just so many amazing testimonials, and I love it when other healers have given testimonials, which it seems some of our master healers have actually worked with you and are raving fans, which is super awesome. Now, tell us about how 7D abundance will change the lives of people.
Okay. Probably my favorite part of anchoring into 7D abundance is everything within your life changes. The truth of the matter is, in 7D, the master frequency that you learn is balance. So if we think of abundance, most people think of money. But the truth of the matter is, abundance shows up in many, many forms. And the thing I love about this the most is people will receive whatever they're in need of the most with Abundance 7.0. It's not just money. Some people have have mastered the monetary frequency of money, but they have not mastered having a harmonious love or harmonious success. It seems like if they move into one dynamic, one facet of their lives, their career takes off, for example, their love life starts to decline. Or maybe their family, they don't have as much time for their family. And so the beautiful thing about Abundance 7.0 is we learn how to balance everything within our life. We learn how to have the monetary value in our life, that the abundance in our life in the monetary form to create everything we want to create. So have the home that makes us feel safe and peaceful, maybe going on vacation so our passion points aren't waning. We get all of our energetic lines are being fed. Plus we have the time and energy for the love in our life, our family members, our friends, everything that we need. So no point of your life begins to wane and suffer.
Beautiful. Maybe we can talk to a caller, and if you do a reading, they'll get an idea of what we're talking about. What do you think?
Perfect.
Beautiful. So we have about 30 people with their hands raised. Can you please pick a number for me?
All right. I will pick 18.
Number 18 is area code 818. Hello, 818. You're on. Can you hear us?
Hello. Is it me?
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Mm-hmm. This is Lucia. For the longest time.
Hi, Lucia. How are you?
And I guess today's made it great. And you guys?
Wonderful.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Are you ready for a reading to see what's blocking you?
Absolutely. And I have a guess what it is. But, yes, go ahead, please. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Would you like to give me one point in your life that you believe your abundance is waning? People hold an immense amount of information, so it helps me just hone in on one specific thing that you would like to know what's out of alignment so we can begin to line it back up.
I've been feeling that I get fearful for some reason.
Okay.
Fear
around
comes
which dynamic?
Around, I guess, when I try to do something like a business online and stuff, I do everything, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, no, you know, I don't know. Fear comes into me, and I'm not sure why.
Okay. So when you say you try to do something online, are you trying to anchor into your absolute purest purpose dreams? And your purpose is what most of your inner circle considers unconventional. You believe that maybe they won't agree with it. They won't think that you'll be prosperous doing it. You're kind of afraid of what judgments they might have around it and tell you to be realistic.
That's possible. Oh, that's not going to work. Everybody's doing that. And I'm like, okay, that's possible.
Okay. Yeah, I see a lot of hooks in you, all around you.
Wow.
Mostly your immediate family members that are afraid that this is too risky. This is too risky of an endeavor. So that's why I say that. And there's definitely an unconventional aspect to it. So the first thing I have to do is release all of those hooks, because when people are hooked and corded into us, what happens on a biological level is they're literally feeding us their emotional responses to what we're doing in life. So we can't tell the difference between their emotions and our own. And so that literally creates dissonance. That's what dissonance is two opposing energies. So what you're feeling is excitement. Yes, I can do this. And then their fear hooking in there if it's too big of a risk. And then it neutralizes everything and you're stuck. right?
Yes. Yeah.
Stuck as always.
Yes. All right. So let's get this dissonance out of there. So all you feel is excitement and the anticipation of the journey and all of that.
Great. Thank you.
I would also make a suggestion. There's this wonderful practice that energy practitioners do where you keep things a secret while you're creating them. You don't tell people. Because the problem is when you tell people, if it triggers them, they'll do that. They'll hook into you. Not necessarily to be problematic. They hook into you because they love you. And many people are programmed into conditional love. So conditional love is, I'm going to stop you from doing this to keep you safe because I don't agree with it. And so if we keep things a secret until it gets off the ground, until it's launched and it has a strong foundation, nobody can hook into it and pull it backwards, so we never begin.
Wow.
Does that
make
sense?
A lot of sense? Yes, yes, absolutely.
Because that looks like a big problem. You get excited, oh, I'm going to tell everybody, but you have a lot of hookers around you. So they try to hook into you to keep you safe, and then it screws up the flow.
Wow. Well, not knowing. And you tell them just because you're happy and you want to share, but I guess I'm going to have to keep it
exactly.
to myself. Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. My goodness.
Awesome.
My
surprised.
Pleasure.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Beautiful. And guys, if you are, I know some of you are sending questions regarding the package. We will talk about it in just a few minutes. But for those of you that are already purchasing, because we did have a pre-sale on this, we knew that this was going to sell out very quickly. So make sure that you, if you like what you hear, make sure you jump in quickly because we have very limited number of one-on-one sessions with Shamise because she is extremely popular. Also, she has given us this crazy, amazing deal where she not only has discounted the session, but she's giving two. She's giving one away for free. So it's a deeply discounted package, the C package, plus you get two sessions. So it's really, really, it's going to sell out fast. Let me just say that. So orderjoynow.com/abundance19. You can also put Shamise19, Chamise19, or press the special offer button. We only had 50 packages to begin with, and some have already sold. So by the end of this call, we will probably be pretty close to getting sold out. So make sure you jump in quickly. Awesome. So that was a great reading. I loved it. Let's talk about, you know, your clients have had these amazing results, Shamise. We were talking about it earlier, and you see that you come across a lot of these scarcity programs and agreements. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So what's important to remember is we have ancestral lines that if they have not been disconnected, the energy will still be running. We'll actually be picking up energy from our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, on back, anything that is still running. So if you have ancestors that have been through wars, have been through depressions or famines or anything like that, countries that are in deep poverty, anything like that, you are picking that up. You may be living abundantly. You may be experiencing an immense amount of success, but you cannot figure out why you have tendencies to hoard material possessions like food or clothing or things like that, feeling like there's never enough. You always have to buy, even though you look in your closet, you're constantly donating clothes, but you can't stop buying clothes or shoes or whatever it is. Or you're always afraid. You may have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, but you're always afraid it's going to run out. Those are ancestral programs. or you might not be able to anchor into abundance at all because you don't even know what the frequency of abundance feels like. You have no reference point to it. So what we want to do is eliminate all of that so that that's all the frequency of surviving, of never having enough, not having enough of food or clothing or money or love. Maybe you feel like you're always starved for love in your life. You may be surrounded by people all the time but feel lonely. That's another scarcity survival program. The basic frequency is it's never enough. And so you're constantly searching for things outside of yourself to fill yourself up so you might feel safe. And so that's what we want to move everyone out of into 7D abundance. So you're being satiated from the inside out. We're creating an internal frequency that magnetizes that the exact same frequency out into the world, returning it back to you. But it comes from within, so you're never having to get stuck on this endless loop of filling yourself up with something exterior.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And talk to me about fun also. We kind of mentioned that briefly in the beginning of the call, that fun is a very important element of being on this journey of 7D abundance. And if you're not, what does that mean exactly? If you're not having fun, if it's just a lot of work, heaviness?
Absolutely. So again, going back to what I was saying earlier about the beauty of 7D abundance is balance. So as Aram said, so many people, especially on the spiritual journey, have been stuck in very rigid protocols or a lot of rules or a lot of beliefs around what is being a spiritual person on a spiritual journey looks like. Maybe we have to make a lot of sacrifices in our life. We have to be very thrifty. We have to give our energy away without an energy exchange. We have to be a savior for the world. We have to play all of these roles within our life, or meditate, or do yoga, or become vegan, or 1,000 different things based on another individual's perceptions of what it means for them to be spiritual. And what it does is it constantly pulls us out of sync and out of flow with ourselves. We can't anchor into our own authenticity. We're actually living out someone else's journey. And so we can never find our authentic flow. We always feel like we're out of sync with ourselves. And we're trying so hard. We're pushing so hard. We're thinking so much about what we need to do next. We take everything so seriously that we forget about the joy and passion in life. We forget to laugh. We forget to enjoy what we're doing. We forget that we're supposed to be being an inspiration point for other people. We're supposed to be inspiring them, not saving them. We be an example, not the example. We're showing them how a life in flow works and what it looks like. And if we're serious and we're tired because we're giving all of our energy away, that's not really inspiring. And that's heavy. It makes our energy run incredibly slow because the message that we're getting on a conscious level is, why would we pull more into our life? Why would we create more in our life if we're not enjoying what we already have? If we're not looking at our blessings, if we're not loving everything that's in our life, we're basically, we're wasting so much of our life. Everything begins to run slow and you won't attract more in because what's the point? It's just going to be more to take care of that you're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel stressed out instead of enjoying it.
So true. Oh, my God. So much wisdom in that. Absolutely. Lots of comments on the webcast. Are you able to read for people that I just will have their name or city, perhaps, if I read you a question? Okay, cool. Very good. First of all, this question is from Anna, and she wants to go ahead and buy the offer, but she wants to know which package would you advise for her? A-N-A, Anna.
Okay. I would recommend C because I do not see any energy streams for you that you're lining up to create your future. It looks like perfect question, perfect person, because you just nailed it with what I was explaining with. You're taking everything really seriously. I can see you've done a lot of work, but you're getting stuck in the release process. I don't see you creating, anchoring into, having any insight or clarity into what you want to bring into your life, where you want to go in your life. You just know that what you don't want, but you haven't got that clarity about what you do want to begin to anchor into it. So with the one-on-one sessions, will release that dissonance, give you that clarity, so you can begin to create energetic lines into exactly what you want.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So, Anna, for you, it is going to be package C, and you're in luck. You can still get, first of all, they're still available, and second, you can get two. One will be free. So there you go. Marcella said, does when Shamise works with someone and does a healing for someone on the call, does it help others as we are listening?
Absolutely. Everything's energy infused. So if you have a frequency that we are speaking of that needs balanced out, it will automatically begin to balance it out.
Thank you. Amber said, wow, I completely resonated with what Shamise has said about getting exciting and telling to many people. So needed to hear that right now. Thank you so much, Shamise. That is great. I'm glad that helped, Amber. Gloria is saying that she would like to receive a reading from you. She said, I have amazing gifts and abilities. I'd love to know why I'm not making much traction. Very little income. I get little work. Something seems off. I'm so excited to learn, grow, and expand. Any insight, business success with income would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Okay. As many of you are probably aware, a lot of light workers have past lives where they've actually been killed for the gifts that they possessed. For you specifically, this is the case. We need to go in and release your past life trauma, because what's happening is you're doing a pullback. Every time you try to expand your energetic field, this is what happens when we create a business. We need to expand our energetic field to increase our influence zone. The amount of people, our energetic field to influence people, to hold energy, to be able to support and hold space for all of those people. Well, for people that have trauma in a past life or in their childhood or anything like that, it can be very uncomfortable and trigger safety issues to expand your energetic field, because when you've done that previously, harm has came to you. So I'm going to release those past life energetic streams so you feel comfortable.
And remember, you guys,
expanding
it. Yeah, this is working for everybody, so just say yes and receive.
Absolutely. And it's always super beneficial. Of course, how the packages work is MP3s. You get all the frequencies. The higher up you go, if you get a one-on-one session, we go in deeper. We go in and clear everything. We fix your structure. So you're running straight. You're running at 100%. So depending on how fast you want to go is how deep you want to go. So if you want to accelerate something very, very quickly, of course, the one-on-one sessions are going to be beneficial, because I will go in and repair everything. So you're running at 100% by the end of the session.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. This is a question from Medium, and Medium said, Hello, Iram and Shamis. I have marvelous projects waiting for me, but there's always delays or worse, blocks that totally derail them. These projects are a game changer and will give me perfect financial abundance and everything will fall into place. Please help me. Thank you, Miriam.
Okay. For you, it looks like childhood programming. What's important for everyone to remember, we receive our heaviest programming from age 0 to 7. 0 to 7, we're really in a theta brainwave, which is almost like a hypnotic brainwave. We're absorbing, we're sponges, we're trying to get to know the world around us, everyone in our inner circle, all of that. So we're easily influenced from those ages. If we are in situations or family dynamics where they're maybe critical, maybe controlling, depending on social structures, religious structures, things like that, they might be influencing us with some of those dynamics. For you specifically, it's a lot of childhood programming. I'm hearing a lot about basically the dynamic is, who do you think you are for dreaming so big? There's always this pullback of, don't play too big. The higher you go, the farther you fall is essentially the underlying frequency I'm getting from your childhood, is don't think too big, because you'll essentially fall too far when you fail. So there's that really deep comfort zone. You're just smacking glass ceilings that are incredibly low. So we're going to remove those programs and those glass ceilings, because you're really trying to expand out of them. All right.
Yeah. Beautiful. Wow. That was strong. Guys, you can write in to see if you felt the energies, if you want to share. Whew, that was strong. All right. Jacqueline from Manchester wants to know which package would be most beneficial to move to an abundant life.
Definitely see, what I'm seeing with you is you're not allowing yourself to relax and enjoy. When actually, as soon as I tuned into your energy, I saw beach. I saw, like, you probably want to live on near the ocean and just be in the flow and have a really relaxing life. And so I'm curious if you believe that you constantly have to struggle to get where you want. I have to work hard and all of that, that you don't believe that the life can flow almost effortlessly because you are following your passion and your purpose. So we're going to release that struggle. I have to work hard. I have to sacrifice. I have to do all of that. I can't just be in the flow and enjoy what I want to do and be successful. Mm-hmm.
Whew. Yeah, that was heavy. Elaine from UK also has the same question. Which package would be most appropriate?
All right. Of course, see, for you, I'm seeing a lot of relationship trauma. I'm seeing... you feel like no matter what you do, the bottom's always going to fall out. Something bad's always going to happen. You're definitely in fight or flight. You have some PTSD in there. So I'm going to release as much as I can, but there's a lot in here that I'd have to go in and unhook from just years. It looks like a really chronic pattern of being around pretty abusive people, emotionally abusive people.
she sounds just like me. That's what I've had to deal with. So, yeah, most of this was you could be reading me. Okay. Good, good. So hopefully that helped. I'm going to ask this next question because I know a lot of people, I get this a lot from people. I don't know if you get this a lot too, Shamise. This is from Marley, and she's saying, what should I do if I feel I really want to leave my current employer but don't feel like I have the abundance to support myself? So that's that catch-22. You really do want to enjoy life and you want to enjoy doing what you love doing, but you're kind of stuck, and that's where your income is coming from. So what do you do?
Okay. This is the beauty of the creation process and the journey, and this is part of the reason that most people get stuck and get hung up is they're not taking everything step by step. So we can't jump from one ship into the other because basically that creates a huge gap. When we're in a job or a relationship or whatever it is that we're really, really unhappy, and then we're looking across the pond at our dream, whether it's our career or a relationship or whatever it is, that it's that gap that holds people back. It feels so far away. So what we want to do is we want to write down what our goals and our dreams are. We want to write down exactly what we want, and then we reverse engineer it. Okay, this is what I want. What are some steps I can take to begin creating it right where I am right now? And because what we're doing is we're acclimating to it. The problem that I see with a lot of people who go from one extreme to the other, they just jump ship and say, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm going to go live out my dreams. They start self-sabotaging. They start ruining the things that they actually want the most, and they burn out because the gap is too big. They haven't acclimated it to it yet. They haven't allowed themselves to adjust and release whatever's holding them back from having it in the first place.
A great answer. Thank you so much for answering that. Now, we're getting a lot of package questions. So what I want to do, you guys, let's go ahead and discuss the package offer first, and then I will come back and address these questions, and yes, we will still do some more readings on the phone. So let's go ahead and hop on over to this page, which is orderjoynow.com/abundance19, or type in orderjoynow.com/CHAMEICE19, Shamise 19. You may also press the special offer button, whether you're on the webcast or on the replay. So this is that awesome offer that Shamise has for Abundance 7.0, your golden ticket to the 7D Abundance to accelerate your potential and actualize your dream possibilities for life. Shamise has three different levels, which are absolutely amazing. And a couple of people had asked me, Shamise, on the webcast if they can't afford to get level B or C, is package A still beneficial? So please address that as well as you explain these amazing packages to us.
Absolutely. As I always say, anything's better than nothing. The point is we want to begin moving you through any of your gaps, any of your frequency imbalances, and that's exactly what the MP3s and everything do is they begin walking you through it. And as I said, A is great. You will begin to acclimate into these 7D abundance frequencies. And as I said, based on your intuition, your finances, all of that, it's up to you to gauge which package would be beneficial to you based on how fast you want to move into that, because of course you will go faster when I move everything in the one-on-one sessions.
Cool. So do you want to go over the three packages, A, B, and C?
Absolutely. So great. Within package A, we will work on releasing the root, this releasing any causation points within your body that are pulling you out of alignment and making it you unable to acclimate to 7D frequency. So this creates a very strong foundation of clarity. It releases all of the dissonance. Authenticity anchoring helps you see yourself clearly. That's where we begin to get true sight. We see who we are, what we want, our passion, our purpose, everything. This is our get real zone. Powerful processing is where we go in and we begin to own and allow our 100% power to flow. So we're releasing anything that has done a power pullback. Follow your heart. This is where we open the beautiful gateway of the heart. This is where we follow our heart. We trust our heart. We get out of the logical, analytical mind that's constantly overthinking and overanalyzing many of the paths that we should take in life. We know that when we just follow the flow of where we're pulled and where we're drawn and we trust ourselves to follow that, everything will be exactly as it should be, and we will begin to get everything that we want. Clear creations gives us the energy that we need to action everything we desire in our life to begin building it. Well of dreams is where we go in and balance our medulla oblongata, make sure there's no influence frequencies running in there. We're not picking up any influence glimmers from other people or the collective or anything else, entities or whatever may be going on specifically with each individual. We create a protective barrier around the back of our neck, our medulla oblongata, and nothing can interfere with it. There, no fear gets in there. Gateway to greatness is where we open up and we allow ourselves to be great within the world. We allow ourselves to think big, go big, dream big, and do everything we want to do in our life with no pullback. And Abundance 7.0 is where we anchor into the 7D abundance grid. We allow ourselves to attract and magnetize everything that we need or want at all times. And you also receive 7 months free in Club Thrive. Club Thrive, we do weekly energy reports with MP3s to support the energy of that specific week, so we don't get sideswiped by maybe the Schumann resonance or anything else that's going on. Plus, you get added to my web of rejuvenation. When I clear my energy, your energy is automatically cleared as well, plus several other amazing benefits that keep us focused and keep us moving forward. This Layer Day Energy and Goal PDF, which helps you remember to do your energy work, remember to stay in self-love and take care of yourself, remember to shine and allow yourself to grow into your energetic field and attract what you need and want and everything else that helps you action your life and keep everything moving consistently. Plus, you'll get the Master Manifestor live group call. And with B, you receive all of A plus 8 weekly live group calls for every single topic so we can go deeper into it and completely understand it so we have control. We can bust ourselves, realign and alchemize and stay on track. And then C, you also get the 2 one-on-one sessions, which will accelerate your creation potential. It'll help you move incredibly fast because I'll go in and do the deep work in your session.
All righty, and please remember that we have very limited number of sessions, and a lot of these are already gone. So package C, we only had 50 to begin with, and like I said, that we had a pre-sale, so these are going to go fast, you guys. If you've been resonating with what Shamise has been talking about and you really want to find out and what needs to be done, please jump in quickly. and you will be able to take advantage of that. But if that is, if you happen to listen to the replay and the session's already gone, package A or B are absolutely amazing offers as well. You can really get a lot out of these packages, especially the package B, which is group calls. Remember, there is a power that happens. You know, I was reading this book by one of the famous, I forget the name of the author, gosh. But what was really important, what struck me that was beautiful, was that when you are working as a group, the power of the group is actually bigger than that of each individual, if taken individually. So the whole group actually becomes like almost like a miracle effect. So when you are working in these group calls that Shamise is offering, it is powerful. It is really amazing. You get to have these 8 weekly live group calls in Package A with Q&A, so you will get these readings. You'll get access to Shamise Live. Plus all these other bonuses that you have that were in Package A. So you've got all of that going on, plus the 3 months free, which is the Club Thrive, again, which is the power of the group in there. So whether Package A, B, or C, whichever level that you feel you are resonating, any of these levels are awesome. They are amazing. They are life-changing. You also have on Package C, you have the option to make 2 payments so that you can get 50% now and then 50% pay that in 30 days, and you will be able to get those sessions. Also, remember PayPal Credit is a great option in which it allows you to make a small payment to PayPal now, and you are able to get in and get your session immediately. All right, so tons of questions, Shamise, that are on the webcast. What night are the live calls, Shamise? When are the live calls?
They are on Wednesday nights. And just so you know, the calls are live with Q&A, but they are also recorded, and you will receive all of the replays if you miss a call, and they are energetically infused, so you will not miss out on anything.
Beautiful. So Diana has a question. She said, would this program work even if my husband is the main provider for our family? Good question. So if she takes the session or does the program, is that still going to be helpful?
Absolutely. It's really important to remember that our energy influences everyone's energy around us. Just as I said before, if your inner circle is resonating at a 4D and you're not consciously aware of your power, taking care of your energy, then they will pull you into their resonant frequency. If you're in your power and you're guarding your frequency, you become the influence point. Everyone wants to raise to your frequency.
Beautiful. Love it. So do you have a package recommendation for her?
I would recommend it looks like you've done a lot of work. It looks like you've got a really strong foundation. B would be great for you, just so we can go through the principles. We can really solidify them within you, build up your strength and your power so you have that resonant frequency to inspire your husband. He looks like your big pullback point. So having those MP3s, they are energetically infused, you guys. You can play them on silent to influence the energetic field around your home. No one has to know they're listening to them. They'll just get little energy pushes that'll begin to nudge them into the frequencies as well. So B would be fine for you to fully anchor you in your power, be that inspiration point for your husband, and play the MP3s on silent for him to nudge him into a more balanced alignment and worthiness.
Love it. Thank you for answering that. All right, we have feedback from Miriam. And she's saying, when you worked on her, she said, "Thank you, Shamise. I am tingling all over my body. I usually do not feel the energy, but now I did. You totally nailed it," which I told you guys she would. She's extremely accurate. She said, "I had tons of childhood programming and traumas, but more importantly, my mother always told me, 'Who do you think you are? You have too much already. Why do you want more?' Awful, really abusive, bringing me down. Is that gap between our ancestors and the victory of our ancestors, ourselves, in abundance, seven. Yay. Thank you so much, Shamise, from the bottom of my heart, Miriam." Wow, that is so cool. Yeah. Marie has a question. She said, "This is an awesome call. Thank you so much. I just moved a month ago because of mold. And I'm in a brand new construction, and there are leaks causing mold and symptoms already. Please let me know what blocks you are sensing and which one is the most applicable package for me." And she's working on other offers, so she said, "Would that be a conflict?" So she's working on in other energy packages as well.
Okay. Always recommend completing a package before you start a new one, just because every healer has different settings. So I would have to go in and read every single package to see if the settings would interfere. So as a general rule of thumb, that's what I recommend, is completing them just so you get the full benefits. Of course, if you're really attracted to something, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and purchase it, finish what you've started, and then dive into the next one, because there's generally a reason you felt drawn to it, so that's just fine. But don't piggyback them just to be on the safe side. With you, what I'm seeing is we also need to remember that there are seals. Depending on someone's life or training, especially people who have went through the mystery schools, when we're reincarnated, we can often be sealed off from our previous gifts, or we could have been sealed in a past lifetime. So when we begin to break those seals, it can actually begin to release toxicity and poisons into our bodies. So that's why we also want to be really careful and really fill into our intuition if we feel like we need a package B, where we need someone to do a one-on-one session, so that when we're moving up into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10D, whatever we're moving into, we can have an experienced healer break our seals, remove the toxicity, neutralize it, whatever needs to be done, while they restructure us and we don't make ourselves sick. There are a lot of people that are developing autoimmune disorders, endocrine problems, all of that, because they're listening to things or moving so quickly through the dimensions. They're breaking stuff either on their own or a healer's breaking it for them, and it's releasing so much stuff, it's creating toxicity. Or their endocrine system, they don't have the proper energetic structure to handle the really high frequencies that you get inundated with at a higher dimension. So it's important someone can go in there and do that for you so you don't become sick. You look like you're releasing stuff within your seals, which is creating, remember, it creates almost a butterfly effect. And you're attracting homes that are poisonous and toxic, because poison and toxicity is being released on your inside. So if we could get that out, it would clear the situation.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing insight. Please write back. Let us know, because everybody's talking about how accurate you are, Shamise. This is a comment from Elaine. You did a reading earlier from Elaine from UK. She said, "Oh, wow. This is Elaine from the UK, and you are so spot on with the PTSD relationship issues and fight or flight stuff from work. Super spot on. I am signing up for Package C right now." Smart move, Elaine. You will not regret it. Trust me. So next person's question. All right. So I am sorry if I don't pronounce this correctly. Desislava, yeah. I hope you're able to connect, Shamiz. This is Slava. Her question is, or his question is, hello, Shamiz. Please help. Every time I lend money to a friend, I've never gotten it back. Also, my ex sold our house 5 years ago, and I still haven't received any money. For me, it's like make money, lose money. It goes in a circle. Can you please tell me which package will help me?
Okay. For you, you have vows of poverty, which is setting up an energetic stream that you are to be of service to everyone around you and gain nothing in return. So I'm going to release that immediately. Those are nasty, nasty energy streams. Because everything that goes out should flow back in. That's why we do not do anything without an energy exchange. It's really unbalanced and unhealthy. For you, I would recommend package C because we need to go in and do some serious self-worth boosts because you've had this pattern for 3 lifetimes. So we need to go in and break the mental loops and the energetic loops on all levels.
Package C. Okay. And just a heads up, you guys, we have less than 30 minutes left on the call, so make sure you send in your questions. We are still going to try to come to the callers on the phones, get you some answers. Daksha Patel also wants to know which package is good for her.
Okay. All right, for you, it looks like cultural and ancestral programming. It looks like within your genetic line, the women are meant to play the role of support. It looks to me like energetically within your patterning, you can't create abundance on your own without it going to someone else because of that energetic patterning. The woman, you have this energetic ancestral frequency of the woman can't have anything on her own. It's supposed to go to someone else, be supportive of someone, her family, her husband, something else outside of herself. So what I'm going to do is disconnect all of those cords that everything has to go through you, not to you, but through you as a woman, so you have what you need. And then you can decide if you want to share it. But it's your choice. That's not just
going
through
without
your permission.
I so resonate with what you're saying. Yeah, in that ancestral line, in that region, yeah, I totally resonate with it. all right, next question. Julie from Canada. She's saying, which package is recommended for me, please? I feel stuck in my career.
Okay. For you, I would recommend C. You're really playing below your potential. You're really pulling back on allowing yourself to be seen. It looks like for you specifically, it was more around your adolescent years. You had a really hard time fitting in and feeling really comfortable expressing yourself. And ever since then, you've let yourself kind of blend in, become a wallflower, so you wouldn't be ridiculed or criticized or judged or anything like that. So you do not allow yourself to really be seen. So I will release that, but again, it's always great if we can go in a one-on-one session and go and really release all of those adolescent ties.
Cool. And can I ask the next question? Are you done?
Yep.
Okay. All right, next question is from Gloria. She said, thank you for answering my questions. And she is wanting to know, will the ancestral clearing today that you did on the call be enough to now create abundance for work and income and love, or should I get package A or B?
Okay. of any process that I do on the call today goes in and releases exactly what I spoke of. But generally speaking, there is usually a lot more to it than just that. What people really need to understand is past lives, yeah. our current lifetimes, ancestral programs, social, our cultural programming, what we've experienced, trauma or drama we've experienced in this lifetime, programs, there's so much in there that's yeah. why we create these really big MP3 bundles. Is we can go in and hit all of the layers. So when I release something, just so you know, I'm releasing that one specifically. It's always, always really helpful and accelerates your process to go in and at least bare minimum listen to the MP3s to release more.
Yeah, beautiful. And that's, I just want to reiterate what Shamis had said earlier, that the faster you want the results, the deeper you go with which level you want to, whether it's A, B, or C. We can all use Packet C, frankly. I mean, from what we're talking about, if you want to get into Abundance 7.0 and you want to do it now and you're done with waiting, that's the way you want to go. However, if you can wait, if you would rather not, or you just don't have the funds to spend that kind of money, then you go with Package A or B. But whichever level you do invest, it's going to really help you because these are very powerful packages created for this specific purpose. Let's see if we have any. A lot of questions. Okay. Yeah, Desislava said, thank you so much. The minute you started talking, I felt a sharp pain in my heart and I wanted to cry. Did you do some clearing or the words actually had that effect on me? Well, I can tell you, I felt the energy. She was doing the clearing. Shamis is always clearing. So, okay.
Yeah, it's both. Whatever I say, I'm saying it for the benefit of your mental loops, for your understanding, so you understand what's going on, and you can begin to change your mental patterning, and I'm doing the energy work in the background while I'm talking. So it's both.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. I think I forgot to ask you this one. Selena said she's a healer, but she lacks clients and focus. Which package would be good for her?
Okay. I would really recommend C, just so it looks like some of your daily energy management practices are not strong enough for the levels of energy that you're moving into. So what's important to remember is that as we begin to move up and up dimensionally, we become multidimensional. We become incredibly sensitive. That's why we have to guard our energy, because the entire point is we're sensitive to energetic patterns. We can see energetic patterns, sense them based on our clairs, whatever our processes are. So we want to guard that. We want to make sure energy is running at 100% so we have a strong auric field. We're not absorbing everyone else's junk all the time. So we can stay focused and stay on track. This is ever more important with, as everyone's heard, moving into 5G technology and all of that. We have got to keep our energy running at 100% to protect ourselves. So that's the biggest problem I'm seeing with you. With Package C, we could go in. I could give you really strong energy management practices for a healer being exposed to so many other people's, your clients' energetic fields. So they're not, you're not moving into their states, or you're not getting too depleted as you do sessions.
Awesome. Okay. And then there is Julie. She's saying she feels stuck in her career. Which package would you recommend? And after this question, I am going to take live callers. So make sure you guys are on the phone and raise your hand by pressing star 2.
Okay. For you as well, I would recommend C. It looks like your chakras from 8 to 12, which is your higher self, your oversoul, all the way on up into source, it looks like you've they're bent. Your tubal's light can be bent. This happens a lot with religious programming. When we are taught we are sinners, we're unworthy to stand before God, we need an intermediary like Jesus or someone else to do it because we're bad, what we do is we bend our tube of light. We bend back from source. We literally feel unworthy to stand before source, so we disconnect from it. Those need to be hooked back up. We need to feel the love for ourselves, unconditional love, and feel worthy to stand before source to receive 100% energy, to open up into our purpose, remembering who we are, receiving the downloads, everything we need. So package C, I also do all of that. I fix structuring if your tube has been bent.
Okay, beautiful. Daksha wrote back. She said, thank you so much, Shamis. You are so right. Again, spot on. I was brought to tears when Shamis said that I have ancestral programs of working for everyone else. Ah, poor girl. Which package did she recommend? I believe she recommended C, right, Shamis, for Daksha?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, and you would benefit so much, Daksha. I can already see that. Marie wrote back. She said, same thing. Thank you so much for your deep insight, Shamis. It makes perfect sense. The energies have been intense. Yes, autoimmune disorder has also been medically diagnosed. And yesterday I began vestibular physical therapy for dizziness. I know this is not the solution, and I believe what you are offering is the direction. So much appreciated, Marie. Thank you for writing back and letting us know, Marie. And let's see now on the phones. Let me refresh, see how many people have raised their hand. 31 people with their hands raised. Pick one number, please. And this is most likely going to be our last call for today. All right, go ahead.
Number one.
Ooh, they've been waiting for a while. 250 area code. 250.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Marianne.
Hi.
Marianne?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome.
Okay, I would like to have help in removing any blocks regarding partnering with other, my true love partner, and also with finding work and or being more prosperous.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in a relationship for 7 years, and same with working.
Okay.
And a lot of it, I think, stems from being unworthy and unloved.
Yes. It actually looks like what's happening is you've had a lot of, again, abuse with the masculine. A lot of emotional abuse with the masculine. So what's happening is your mind, your subconscious, unconscious mind has equated masculine energy with abuse of power, with lack of sensitivity. Basically, you've started judging masculine energy, like you have to protect yourself from masculine energy. So it's created a masculine imbalance within you, because we all carry masculine and feminine energies. Masculine energy within the body is action. Being able to action and create what we want. So you really block and close yourself off from the masculine energy, which is creating an imbalance within you. So you can't action, you can't even connect into actioning things in your life and feeling safe, feeling confident and confident to create what you want in your life out of this fear of the of anchoring into the masculine energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, completely.
Okay. So I'm going to balance both hemispheres of your brain. So you have full access to your masculine energy and your feminine energy, and you feel safe using them both. So what I'm going to do is I'm basically imprinting, suggesting that what you've experienced is an unhealthy and toxic display of masculine energy that is not what true masculine energy is. Do you feel safe anchoring into true masculine energy?
Yes.
Much, much better.
Oh,
you know you're
really
a light worker, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Time to get busy, girl. You're holding back. The world needs you.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Okay, well, that went fast. That went faster than I had expected. Yeah. So I can actually... Oh, this is a good one. This is from Amber. And she said, I really do feel drawn to package B, but I'm feeling fear and hesitation on how to pay for it. Can you please do a clearing around that so that money flows through and I can get this package? I think that would be a great clearing for everybody on the call that, you know, feel drawn and they have this fear.
Okay, absolutely. So if everyone can just relax and take three deep breaths into your nose, out to your mouth, I want you to connect into this present moment, not the past, not the future, right this second. And place your hands palm up towards the sky. And I want you to allow abundant streams to come into you right this minute. Golden source energy flowing into the palms of your hands for exactly what you need at this very moment. And you open, you claim your worthiness, you know you are worthy, and allow it to flow in. Anything else, you allow it to flow out. So there's a beautiful stream flowing through, flowing in and flowing out, allowing yourself to acclimate to everything you desire, allowing yourself to be uncomfortable as whatever it is runs out. We're just adjusting, that's all. And you breathe it in through your nose, out to your mouth, pulling it into every cell of your body, claiming it as your own. It is yours. And put your hands over your heart. Feeling grateful for your worthiness of accepting everything that you desire. So what is
beautiful. Cool. Very good. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Ah, I want to remind, it's just so yummy. These energies are so yummy. I am actually just kind of like floating in this beautiful, yummy honey energy right now. So, yeah, very beautiful. So, guys, once again, the offer, remember, is at orderjoynow.com/Shamise19 or Abundance19, or just press the special offer button on the webcast or on the replay. This has been so fantastic and, Shamise, so needed because having been through these extreme energies recently myself, I know how frustrating and how extremely sometimes depressing it can be. When you're feeling the stuckness and you just don't know what this is about and you don't have clarity and you really want to move forward, but you feel unable to. So this is such an important call. Everybody deserves to be in that beautiful 7D abundant state that is available to us now, that wasn't available ever before, where we can really just, we have access to creating exactly what we want to create, what we desire, what we deserve, whether it's in love, relationships, career, health, finances, whatever it is, because the earth is shifting. The planet is shifting. It is not going to be about those 3D restrictive energies anymore. And yet, sadly, you know, a lot of our listeners of this TeleSummit are still in 3D. They haven't even gone to 4D or 5D or 6D, let alone 7D. So this is a powerful way to just let go, release those energies, move forward. You guys saw on this call alone how accurate Shamise was. She's really a no-nonsense kind of a healer. I have so much respect for her knowledge, for her wisdom, for her abilities, because she gets results, you guys. She is not only very accurate and authentic, but she's all about results. She wants to see you move forward, flourish, be happy, get what you deserve. It's truly the more the merrier, right? The more of us we have playing in 7D, the more we can help the rest of the planet move up as well. So a very, very powerful offer. So those of you that have jumped in, congratulations. Those of you that are still sitting on the fence, we did the clearing. Hopefully that's going to help you. But what really helps me usually is thinking about what it is that I truly desire. Where would I like to see myself at the end of this year? And then looking at, okay, what is holding me back? And removing that from my path so that I can move forward. I can receive the abundance that I deserve. So right now, this is a powerful offer for some of you. This is truly a godsend. You've been praying for it, and it's been sent as a gift from the heavens and from the universe. So congratulations. Lots of love to all of you guys, and of course, Shamise, to you, my dear. Thank you as always. It was great fun, lots of joy and fun that we created on this call together. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Yes, and remember, order joynow.com/abundance19. Good luck. Lots of love. Bye-bye.